This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Hour Tua of the program, ladies and gentlemen.
Is that his agent standing next to him?
That's his translator.
Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. We're going to talk to a little Marlins baseball with our guy Peter Pratt, who is a great podcast host, Cover the Fish. Plus, he has a great accent.
Great
accent.
My question is, how sad is he?
He seems pretty pissed. That's why I wanted to have him on. He seems pretty pissed.
But he's so nice.
British pissed.
Oh, okay.
Why would you piss off a nice guy?
You know, so we will talk to him coming up later on in this hour.
He eats beans and eggs.
I don't know. You can ask him British questions if you want.
I don't know.
I don't know. We've had him on enough to, I feel like, you know, you could ask him that question.
All right. Peter, enough of the Marlins. Do you eat beans and eggs?
Do you, Peter, just how British are you? Do you celebrate tea time every day?
Just tell me.
4 o'clock. What do you do?
Tea and crumpets.
What's his favorite tea?
I don't know.
Black tea.
It seems like he's a wine guy because his new Marlins podcast is called Marlins Uncorked.
Oh, I like that.
I like that.
It's good.
I can't. I have never been able to get into wine.
I feel like you would be. You and Big Spoon kicking your feet up with a little wine.
She doesn't share.
What?
You guys need your own bottle.
Let's get to headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Doral Hyundai, choose for over 1,300 new Hyundai miles in inventory at the Tucson, the Sonata, and the Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. Watching right now on MLB Network, the big news today, Vladimir Guerrero Jr. and the Blue Jays failed to reach an agreement on an extension. And I texted you guys today. I'm like, I cannot believe he's only 25 years old.
Yeah.
I feel like Vladimir Guerrero Jr. has been in the how long has he been in the league? 6 years?
6 years, yeah. 2019 he got in the league.
Jeez.
I think that's why you
just
feel that
hit
way.
Tater tots since he was a teenager.
So basically, he's going to hit that super big deal 5 years before everybody
He's
going
to hit the Juan Soto.
Right.
Wow. Yeah, these super play. Like he's going to get, he's like, I just saw Juan Soto get how much?
Oof.
What and
is he Juan Soto good though?
He was last year. He was really good.
Ooh.
We just played for the Blue Jays, you know?
$765 million.
He's like, well, they're like, hey, what,
and,
do, you
and still,
what do you think about $400 million? He goes, nah, sorry. Not good enough, dude.
$400 million.
Who's his, is he, does he have Scott Boras? Who's his agent? Do we have any idea?
That's a good idea.
We could, Bruce Sherman just do something that would make me happy for once, huh?
No.
Come on.
Because here, every contract that is written that big down here is going to do like this. $1 million, $5 million, $20 million, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80.
Is that really million. Is his agent's name really that name?
Bean Stringfellow?
That has to be fake. There's no way that's a real name, dude.
What?
No There's way. No way. Hold on.
No
there
way.
Is no way that Vladimir Guerrero Jr.'s agent is named Bean Stringfellow.
Listen. Hey, listen. Vlad, dude. Vlad Guerrero.
Right here.
Please guard your finances from this man. That is a fake name if I've ever seen.
Stringfellow?
This guy is going to swindle
did,
him,
did he
dude.
Call him BS for short?
I don't know.
Bean Stringfellow.
Bean Stringfellow, sports management consultant.
Yeah, okay.
Oh goodness.
Yeah, Guerrero was asking him what his name was as he was in the kitchen. He's like, Bean.
Oh, you know, you said like Kaiser Sose?
Hello.
He's like Listen, looking under the.
I don't mean to insult, but I'm looking at this guy's LinkedIn right now, and I don't know if I trust this guy to handle a $700 million deal.
Bean Stringfellow.
Hmm. How about that?
No way, dude.
Wow.
No way.
He looks like no string.
Man, more bean, I gotta say. Yeah. More bean than anything.
That's crazy.
Huh. Bean? You sure it's not Dean?
No.
No, it
said
says bean.
Bean. It says bean. Said Bean. Even if it was Dean Stringfellow, but Bean, it's gotta be a nickname or something, right?
No, because they would put it in a print. They would put it in parentheses and put his real name.
There's actually bean. Also a card.
Hmm. Well, anyway, speaking of our team down here, yesterday they opened spring training, full first squad workout with everybody there, and we got to hear from Bruce Sherman,
Brucey,
who's Kito Loria, and this is what he had to say on the Marlins and how many games they're going to win this season.
I think we're going to win a lot of games, a lot more games than you think we're going to win this year. Okay, I'm excited about it. There's going to be more hustle, more speed, more defense than we've seen over the last few years. And I want the fans to get to know the players. I want them to give them the opportunity. There's going to be all-stars. I think we're going to have the best opening game matchup, pitching staff, Paul Skeens against Sandy in all of baseball. I'm excited about the season. I'm excited about what these guys can show. I don't think it's one player. This is a team game. There are 70 people in there. 40 on the 40-man roster, obviously, and 26 are going to be in that dugout.
Calm down, Jeffy.
Peter and the entire staff are developing these players at a level I haven't seen in my 7 years here.
Anytime when you say that we're going to have a lot of speed and defense, you basically might as well say we got no boppers,
right? And
we got no boppers,
especially
dude.
When and you should also add it. We might not score any runs, but all the games will be close.
Now you guys want to get out there for opening day because we're not going to see if you don't see Sandy. I mean, I don't know how many more you're going to get. This was Peter Bendix, who was up there with him. They're doing the press conference together, and this was him talking about the vibes right now.
Yeah, thank you, Bruce. I'll echo all that. The vibes, the energy, the feeling of optimism here is really, it's really palpable. We've got a fantastic coaching staff in place. We've really invested in technology, invested in different roles, invested in the things that we need to build the foundation of this organization. This foundation is imperative for us to have the kind of success year over year that we know we can get to, that we know every fan wants. The foundation is a really key part. And here today in this spring training, we're already starting to see the dividends of that. I can't wait for that to show up on the field. I can't wait for that to show up for the fans. It will show up in the form of our players getting better. It will show up in the form of us having better players. And ultimately, it's going to show up in the form of winning games. And that's what this is all about. It's winning games. It's winning as many games as we possibly can for as long as we possibly can.
Which is going to be, yeah, for right now, for winning as many games as they can, which is going to be more than you think, Bruce said, more than you think they're going to win, Leroy. Their over-under is set at 63.5.
So,
which would have them.
So everybody thinks you're going to lose damn near 100 games.
That's right. They did lose 100 games last year. They think it's going to be more than you think.
So the So,
which is such a low bar.
The gamblers think it's going to be 63 games.
They think it's 60. Yeah.
So
yeah.
So 70.
He's like, hey, if we're 70-92, told you.
Hey, so
told you.
But here's my question. And I'm going to just throw this out there as kindly as I can. Great, he does.
Great comment from Croquetta King, who says, he sounds like what Bean String Fellow should sound like when talking.
Right.
This is the thing. Like, it's not that Peter Bendix, who we met, he's a very nice guy from when the interactions we've had with
him. Enthusiastic.
Very enthusiastic. And I have no doubt this man came out of the womb knowing baseball analytics better than I ever will.
Mm-hmm.
He knows VORP. Whip, frame rate, war. I'm sure that dude's got it locked down. He was probably winning his fantasy baseball team before he was potty trained. Like, I guarantee this guy knows baseball. Just the voice, dude. It's just, it's a little bit, you know, like, it's a little holier than that. Like, it's just a little bit, like,
is it?
I want to whip and VORP him into a locker. I'm just sick of
it.
It's just the voice, dude. It's like, I'm sure he means well. But it's like, when you have Sherman out there doing his best Loria impression, give me somebody. It's like Skip Schumacher, when he was here at least, it was like forearms. You know, that guy was baseball.
Dave South says, Bendix sounds like the black comedian doing the white guy voice.
Yeah, thank you, Bruce.
So here's the deal. When you say people appreciate the effort and work hard, no, they don't. People appreciate the bombs.
That's like, all I want.
People
I want
appreciate home runs. You know why people went to see the Marlins even though they were terrible? Because they had Stanton.
Or even, right? Even the year where they had Mike Jacobs and Jorge Cantu.
Right.
I was like, those guys hit bombs.
Right. I mean,
this guy's talking to me about hustle. Like, great.
Hustle.
And vibes.
I mean, here's what happens with hustle in baseball. You pull a hammy out for 3 weeks because you didn't stretch properly, or you've been sitting on your ass for a five-run inning.
Can I give a shout-out, though? I got to give a shout-out to Juan Pierre because he's still out there at spring training helping. Like,
really? God bless that
just
man.
He just comes in there for 2 weeks.
He can't teach nobody how to be fast.
That's true. But you know what? He's going to teach you how to bunt. When Juan Pierre was out there checking out how the ball would roll, nobody does that anymore.
So, Luis said it probably best. Cubans love baseball, don't matter. It's in our blood. But everybody likes good baseball, right? Like, I know what it's like. I had season tickets to Indians. They were terrible. But then they got good.
Mm-hmm.
And I would go watch 80, 90 wins. But I like going, sitting like noon game or 1 o'clock game. Just go and sit with some popcorn, watch a game.
Well, here's the other thing we're all waiting for, which is what are they going to do with Sandman, who they really are advertising that opening day game because it may be the last time you see him.
Oh, did they say no? Can I answer that?
Sure.
Our intentions are that he is going to be the building block to which we turn this around.
Here was Peter Bendix on Sandy's future.
You get a full season of Sandy hopefully back. There is a narrative, though, that Sandy might be part of the process of building and be moved at some point. What do you say to that, the possibility of Sandy getting moved based on his contract and obviously his talent?
Yeah, it's something that we can't really comment on what might happen in the future. Sandy is here right now. Sandy looks as good as I think he's ever looked in his career. He was sitting 98 miles an hour in a side session out on the field, looking like he was just playing catch. That's uncommon. That's unusual. But really, the even more unusual thing is the degree to which Sandy is that leader. He is the leader that everyone else looks to, and he is helping set the tone. So I'm thrilled that he's here. I'm thrilled him against Paul Skeens on opening day is going to be a really fun matchup.
Hey, what are you guys, PR you for the Pirates? Like, stop saying Paul Skeens.
Right.
Stop saying Paul Skeens. I'm begging you. Stop saying Paul Skeens' name.
Wait, can I say the Marlins? The only professional franchise that celebrates the teams coming into Marlins Park than the actual Marlins.
We got Yankees exhibitions.
We got Boston. Boston's
coming to town. You got to see them in Skeens.
I can't listen to anything he says, dude. I just can't do it.
Give me the Shermanator, Bruce Sherman. I asked him this back when they interviewed, when they introduced Clayton McCullough, and he sidestepped that, and he also mentioned Paul Skeens, and I was like, what?
Why do we keep doing
But here he was again talking about Sandy.
Bruce, for you, is that something you would...
Get him, Will.
You talked about, Peter, about the baseball moves, obviously. Sandy's a big part of this franchise. He's been here. He wants to be here. Is there any way you can just say commit to him, or is that just...
Sandy's on contract. I was the one who extended him. He's one of the better deals we did. We all could talk about some of the deals that weren't the right kind of deals. And I'm going to rely on the front office for all those decisions. But Sandy's our franchise right now. We get it.
Wait.
Hold on.
Passing the buck. He already passed the buck.
We get it. Do you?
No.
We get it. All right. Awesome, guys. Way to get me fired up. Take a break. Back after this.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Want to let you guys know, we got a contest for you. The Slam Dunk in Vegas. Travel and accommodations for one winner and 3 guests to Las Vegas, plus $20,000. It's easy to enter. All you got to do is download the free Odyssey app. You done that yet, Frog Boy? Huh?
I haven't.
Well, you probably should if you wanted to go to Las Vegas.
Yeah, I just
because all you got to do is listen to this. Now, it doesn't. I don't know if it. Here's what you could do.
All
right, you could go under another identity, right?
Oh.
And then you could just stream it while you're here listening to the show for 4 hours a day.
Wow.
All you got to do is do it 1 hour a day.
Wow.
And then all of a sudden you're entered in the contest. Now you probably won't win because there's probably some employee rules. But theoretically, if we wanted to get around the system, that's how you would do it.
Yeah,
just download the free Odyssey app, listen to it for an hour, Frogboy. Boy, you're here already. It doesn't really matter.
All
especially
right.
You guys here on our YouTube and Twitch. You're like, I don't want to be in this. Well, download the Odyssey app. Put it there right next to you for an hour. And then, bang, you're in. So all you got to do is do that. You can do it every day for your chance to win. Every day is a new entry. And just listen on the free Odyssey app. Travel dates are March 17th through the 22nd. And when you're in Las Vegas, you stay at the Circa Resort and Casino, Las Vegas' premium sports viewing destination, and visit the biggest March Hoops party at Stadium Swim. This is a national contest.
There's definitely employee rules. Way to promote contest fraud.
Yeah, I was waiting for you to say that. What?
I don't understand. Says who?
You're out here performing fraud.
You know all those little papers you sign?
We're thinking about it. We just can't act on it.
Wait.
Maybe Marcos hasn't signed his papers yet.
Hey, so you ready?
I would sign anything,
you know what?
Actually.
That's a little of a sign.
What about,
we have two questions for baseball this year.
Sure.
One is, are we doing Budweiser Bar at some point?
Yeah, at some point, for sure.
At some point.
For sure.
And are y'all going to fat shame this year from Marlins Park?
Probably not.
Yeah.
Probably not.
It seems like...
We would have had that in the works already.
Yeah, it's kind of weird, too. It just... They didn't really.
Maybe because I heard your comments.
I don't think they care.
Oh, we've been. I mean, listen. First of all, the fact that anybody's talking about them right now is already a plus on their side.
But because, that's just like.
And second of all,
we go to games. We like we promote them.
Well, listen, if we were the Pirates flagship, maybe they would want people to go. You guys know Paul Skeens? Come on down. No, I don't know. I would say probably not, and definitely to the other one.
Okay.
We'll definitely go at some point this year in the Budweiser
Bar. At some point.
We'll have listeners out there. We do rogue parties. We don't need anybody's support. We'll just do it ourselves.
Yeah.
Is it $4 for a ticket? Like, we'll go out there, and we'll...
Y'all know where we meet.
We'll Tate Sauce says fraudacy.
Y'all know where we meet. That live, Budweiser Bar.
Live at 6.
Depending on who pitching, we might be able to get one.
Just log in your name, Baby Schmadpole, and no one's going to know who it is, Frog Boy.
Easy, dude.
Leroy's buying Cuban sandwiches. I'm not buying no more Cuban sandwiches because somebody put ketchup on it.
Ew.
Was that SDI?
I don't like
SDI.
That.
Was that SDI, right, Daysal?
I think it was.
Gross.
Yeah.
I think it was.
It's a mustard thing.
What?
Yeah, you put mustard on.
Yeah, mustard, for sure.
I would like mustard in general.
I think it has to,
mustard.
Like, you can't get a Cuban sandwich from anywhere.
Now, are you allowed to say that, or is that going to get you banned from the Jake Fanboy Club?
I was talking about the color of your hat.
Leroy, you can't get one from anywhere because
they got to
have enough meat on
ones.
It. Sometimes they go a little skimpy with the meat.
Gotta eat La Canaria.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
Am I going to have the same amount of problems getting there as you do here?
Probably. Yeah. <they're my> house.
Probably will.
I love how you crack yourself up.
I'm a funny guy.
I found it funny, too.
I do want to take you guys to some pizza soon.
Hmm?
Yeah.
Pizza?
Yeah.
Well, we got a while to, because
well, you know,
we ain't had pizza in 2 weeks.
He's not saying that. He actually wants to go somewhere.
Yeah,
but you guys, every time he brings it up,
place?
You ignore him.
Like the one downstairs?
No. I want to take you guys to a pizzeria, best pizza in Florida.
Where is it?
In the world. It's in Miramar. It's on the way home for you.
It was the name of it.
Best pizza in the world?
Best pizza in the world. Antonio's Pizzeria. No, wait. I should have said it because I know what's going to
But
go.
Not Coal Fire? It's
no.
A different Antonio's?
Yeah. No, yeah, because that's Anthony's.
Is it Alfonseca's?
That's Anthony's.
Nope. These are all cousins, I'm assuming. But this one is Antonio's Pizzeria.
Mm.
And there's also a...
Man, that was a Marlin. Antonio Alfonseca, dude. Six fingers.
Somebody said Marco's really a Ninja Turtle. Just out of the blue.
Like, he's right.
Just out of the blue. What? Like,
look
just
shot.
Out of the blue.
Which look one, though? Which one would I be?
Well, not Donatello. He was the smart one.
And you can't.
You're like a Michelangelo guy. You're a fun time.
Oh, man.
If you wielded a weapon, nunchucks would be your thing.
For sure. I would hurt myself a lot, but...
You couldn't use the sai because your fingers are webbed. You know, you can't do that.
That's true.
The
stick? I don't want a stick.
You know, you're not a leader, so you're not Leonardo.
Okay, perfect.
I'm going to go with Michelangelo.
So this is a good time. What color is that guy?
So you're
orange.
Michelangelo is always the one getting him in trouble.
Yes. Yep.
That'd be me.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, but he can draw really well.
I think JFig would be Raphael because
Marcos uses two sausage links as nunchucks.
JFig would be Raphael because a sai is a very goth weapon. It's the most medieval of all the Ninja Turtles. And also, she's got slight anger tics like Raphael would. You never know what's going to set her off.
Oh, yeah. Man, I need to watch this movie. You never know.
Oh, that's the one with
Ninja
the red.
Mutant Turtles?
A red? Yeah, you know what makes sense? The last time I saw it, I was a kid. I don't remember.
Oh, they had a cool song too.
What is it?
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Power. No, the original one.
Oh, the movie. I don't think that was the original. It wasn't
the rap.
The cartoon game before the movie.
No.
I think it did.
No, there was a movie first, then the cartoon.
That's a nice weapon. I like it.
We'll take a break.
I want it.
I don't know if you should be in public with weapons.
We'll take a break. This show's about to get a lot classier. That's next.
Ooh.
And he told. Are you making fun of my hat again?
No, I like it. That is a mustard color, though.
It is. I think so, yeah.
I like
or a panther's gold. I don't know.
Yeah, I like
that. It's not panther's gold.
It's a little kind of. It's a little panther's gold.
It blends into the panther.
I'm telling you, I'm going to get a Mets hat.
Why?
Because it has I hate the team, but I like the hat.
Why exactly?
It's orange and it has Mr. Met on it.
Mm-hmm. That's not good.
Let's spit at Mr. Met's feet.
Wow. Yep. You are just.
Yeah. What I would. Mean. I don't like them. So. I don't like the Mets.
No, me neither.
Yeah. I don't like the Mets.
Hmm. Me either.
All right. Well, we're trying to find Peter Pratt from Marlins Uncorked, but
it is
England time over there. I don't know what time it is over
there.
It's
5:30 in the morning.
4:37.
4:30 p.m.
Oh, 4:30 p.m. Yeah. Oh, okay.
They're ahead of us.
The other way.
They're in the future.
Yeah.
They're in the future.
Okay, I can understand getting that screwed up every now and then. So you pipe down on the time zone.
Oh.
I gotta tell you, dude, you know, I don't think you like how much I'm boxing you in lately.
Oof.
I boxed you in yesterday from the Home Depot parking lot.
Yeah.
And then today I boxed you in on the Ninja Turtles.
It's 6 hours away, correct? I mean 6 hours.
Six. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, because my cousin's in Spain and it's 6 hours.
No, it's the same time.
What?
You know what? It's 6 hours, okay?
What's going on?
You guys see this video? So Tyler Hero. You're doing some chirping.
Little chirpy chirp.
Was doing an interview. Let me get the outlet here correctly, because I don't want to besmirch who did the work here. But he was doing an interview with, I believe, an Israeli outlet.
Oh.
And Sports 5. I don't know if it's Sports and then Sports 5 with a cube, but the 5 is the S. Whatever. What? This is the account. Everybody can go look at it. So Tyler Hero was asked about the idea of Andrew Wiggins getting number 22.
Oh, wow.
And if that was disrespectful, here's what Boy Wonder had to say to this journalist.
Wiggins getting the same number as Jimmy Butler, that seemed normal for you? Or you think it's disrespectful to a Heat legend?
Jimmy's definitely a Heat legend, but I feel like with how things, you know, transpired over the last couple months, I think 22 could be worn again.
I told you the players were more pissed off about this than people would.
That's
right?
Nice.
Really?
Wow. Right?
It's spicy.
Right? Were we starting to believe that the players, although they understand, were a little irritated by this?
Somebody saying that Rich says that's Israeli Tobin, bot stirrer.
True.
Wow.
He's not wrong.
It's interesting.
Also, you know, you put that video just because of the accent.
The accent.
He does have a good accent. I love a good accent.
Anybody who asks a question or speaks with an accent. So you love golf. You love golf because when they interview people. So first of all,
I think British golf announcers are the best.
So here's the deal.
Too boring.
Here's the deal. You would have your mind blown because you would look at people waiting for them to talk, and then they would flip you out because there's a lot of
Irish.
Asians that are from Australia.
Yeah, you've told me that.
Yes, and so it catches you off guard, right? And then some of the Irish, they have that hard accent, so you're like,
Tyler also had some interesting things to say afterwards, after his contest victory. First, he discussed that the Miami Heat, after he won, he was saying, he's a breath of fresh air around town right
time
now.
Time out. Israel concerned about Gaza Strip. Tobin in search for chicken strips.
I love chicken strips.
They can't be skinny, though. Like... What's that chicken place?
Like a plank? I love a plank. Like a thin plank?
No, I'm saying like so much bread, no chicken.
I get what you're saying.
Zaxby's? Zaxby's.
No, Zaxby's is fire.
No.
Zaxby's is pretty fire.
It's not Raising Cane's good, but it's fire.
Where can you find that? Oh, wait, is that like a Broward thing?
No, not. No. I don't know if there's any Zaxby's. It might not be Zaxby's. It is.
No, that's Northern Florida.
Name another only chicken place.
PDQ?
PDQ. That's it. That's it. They're little skinny chicken strips with all bread.
Publix chicken tenders are outstanding too, but I think Raising Cane's right now is my top.
Is it
juicy?
Line
so long.
What's the other one?
Mr. Magoo's. What's the one that the Panthers do?
Magoo's.
Huey Magoo's.
I've never been there.
That's nice.
But here. Let me say something to all these chicken places.
Huey Magoo's.
You ain't fooling us trying to sell a chicken sandwich by putting a couple of chicken strips on the bread. They fall off. So if you don't have a chicken breast to put on a sandwich, don't make sandwiches.
Or just don't go.
I don't.
Okay.
So here was... Wow.
Some people like that.
No, they don't. They don't know. When they say chicken sandwich, you thinking you getting a chicken breast and it's just rolled up chicken tenders.
Okay, Leroy.
Think about it. You could buy 3 chicken tenders for $5.99, right? They charge you $6 for a chicken sandwich and only put 2 chicken tenders on there.
No, they don't. Nobody does that.
Yes, they do.
No way.
I promise you.
You're crazy.
Dude, I've never seen an eater. I'm getting cheated.
He's an eater.
You're just gonna say you're an eater, and that's your
yes.
card.
You don't even check. You just eat it. You don't check.
I'm an eater.
I'm a professional.
That doesn't you have like more qualifications. Many things.
You think you have more qualifications than I do?
Hey, I'm an eater. Let me tell you something. I'm from Louisiana. I've been through some things.
Here was Tyler Hero talking about it. You know, Tyler Hero, he had a little, I don't know if you guys know, he had a little pine tree hanging from his from his press conference right here because he has a breath of fresh air around the city and team right now.
You would know he's a breather.
Honestly, I think the record isn't what we want it to be, but
yeah, fix it.
I feel like there's a breath of fresh air in around our locker room, our arena, our city. I think it's well before this trophy was won. You know, I think there's a breath of fresh air just around the whole, you know, organization. And I'm, you know, happy to represent us and be here for our organization, our city, just to represent and win this competition.
Waddle, baby, waddle. Maybe don't say breath of fresh air after losing 4 straight. I know, like...
It was a bad end to the first half.
You have to be positive, and so I get it. Like, I don't ever want to hear my players like.
Well, that is when anybody who would say, "Hey, man, you know," I get Tyler Hero's having his moment. I'm very happy that he had his moment. It would look very goosies of everybody who was dumping on the All-Star game. This looked like a kid who's like, "I made a goal happen." You saw him soak everything in. All that stuff was goosies. Now, if we can get back to the basketball, you guys pooped the bed to end this little run here. Like 4 straight losses, 5 out of 6,
and
3 under for the first time.
Don't forget, 2 single-digit quarters?
2 single-digit quarters, lost to the Bulls, lost to the Nets. So while you may say the air is fresh, Tyler, great night for you. It's a little stinky. It's to me, and I'm looking at the air over in Golden State right now. Oh, baby.
Stop.
They are saying the air is fresh.
Stop. Here's what I would say to you.
Smells like coffee beans.
No. Here's what I would say to you. That Jimmy thing is over. It has been over long before he got traded to Golden State. So you can't now look at the Jimmy situation and think that would have been the Jimmy you got.
Well, it wasn't going to be the Jimmy
right.
we got.
So why are you complaining about Jimmy?
Because you guys better do better.
Okay.
You better do better.
Okay.
If you're going to be sitting here peacocking.
Who's peacocking?
It's a peacock-worthy moment.
Who's peacocking?
He's peacocking a little bit, dude. He's peacocking a little bit. A deserved peacock moment. But
it's
I better get
All-Star weekend. Get back to reality.
We better get back on a run ski. That's right all now, I'm saying.
Right now, he's number one. He'll go back to three under. When they play? End of this week?
Who?
The Heat.
Yeah, back in Toronto.
When do they start?
Friday.
Okay, there.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. You got a week with, you know, the new guys.
Tears says, why are you pooping on his parade? I'm not pooping.
Yes, you are.
I'm not pooping.
You're a parade pooper.
I'm not a parade pooper. Dude.
We need pooper scoopers.
I'm not pooping on
our night because we got a party pooper
I'm
here.
I'm happy for him.
No, you're not.
I'm happy
really?
For him.
Really?
But it better bear fruit on the court.
It already bear fruit. He won.
Nah, dude, it hasn't. Because we just said two single-digit quarters. You were just doing this with me, and now all of a sudden you want to act like there's an air freshener around here?
No. I'm saying, yeah, that drives me crazy. I don't understand. Like, how many minutes would it take you to realize the other team is outscoring you by 20? Right? You look up at the scoreboard and say, damn. Bam, look at Tyler. Tyler, look at Bam. Somebody look at somebody else. Hey, guys, we only got 6 points in the NBA in a quarter.
It's crazy.
Let's not crank it up and only score two more.
I'm very happy for Tyler Hero.
Really?
I won money.
Dad, look,
I won here. Money betting on Tyler. I put my money where my mouth is. I bet on Tyler Hero.
Didn't I have some of that?
No, you bet on Finland. I bet that privately. You don't get all my bets.
No, I'm just saying. You offer. I forgot what I gave you at five.
We both went in on Finland. We lost.
Okay. We lost. Yeah, because
we took a long shot on Finland, and we also need Kalel Ware to start picking it up.
Yeah. Well, you could blame Spo for that.
Oh, I do.
I told you.
Oh, I do.
I told you. This is like, what are we doing?
Trust me, I do.
We don't have room for error.
Here is Tyler Hero talking about clarity.
Shoot, we've been searching for clarity and consistency into our roster too. So it's we've been working through a bunch of different moving parts, but we have a great group now. We love what we got, and we're excited for this next stretch after the break.
Do you feel like you guys have clarity now, or maybe you get some of the buyout market
happening? Oh no, we have clarity now. We got a lot of clarity.
Wow.
Yeah, he's talking that talk.
He's talking that talk.
Did drop 40, you know.
He did drop 40.
He did drop 40 not that long ago. He dropped 40 and his skill scored 8 in the fourth quarter?
No, that was the other game. That was a game before that.
Get him mixed up.
Yeah, they've gone two ways. They've either only scored 8 or they've given up 40 to the other team while scoring 34.
Yeah.
You know, can't put it together for four quarters.
That's the difference between a good team and an average team.
Well, you know.
Is that an average team still got pros,
but
they can't sustain
it. Here's the thing, though. This is the thing with Jimmy Butler being gone, okay?
Yes.
And I'm sorry it always gets brought back to him, but, like, Jimmy Butler could change the pace of a game. I'm talking about over his career. It's time for Bam and Tyler to stop turning the damn ball over in the fourth quarter. You want to know this is what it reminds me of, Leroy. Remember a time Dwayne Wade left us, right? And they tried making Josh Richardson, the closer.
Oh, you really enjoyed that one.
Oh, and I love Jay Rich as a player. I really do. I mean, he a great story, but he's turned himself into.
Hold on.
What?
Hold on. The day they traded Jay Rich, you were running around.
Well, he scarred me for 2 years.
Yeah, but then don't say, I like Jay Rich.
I did like Jay Rich as a player, but then they tried to make Jay Rich the dude. And every time he tried to close a game, stepped out of bounds. And the game would he'd do something crazy to blow the game. So I just want to make sure that these two guys are now realizing this is their moment, okay? and don't pull a J Rich. You can't be sitting here.
Well, Tyler just scored 40. So they gave it to him.
He scored 40. He scored 40. That's great. That's great. You scored 40.
Who else on this team could go for 40?
Probably just Bam on like a big free throw day.
Right. Mm-hmm. So what are we talking about? He has already exceeded J Rich. I've never seen J Rich score 30.
Yeah, but he's also been turning the ball over willy nilly.
So, okay, but.
Willy here's nilly. We're not going to sit here.
He is not a true point guard.
Mm-hmm.
So now that they have a couple of point guards, he can go to the two, and he'll be able to be more.
But the ball's going to be in his hands regardless. Like, true point guard or not true point guard, at the end of games, we're going to rely on this guy, and I can't have him turning the basketball over because they're going to throw a lot of pressure on him. They're going to put a lot of pressure on him.
Yeah.
They're going to put a lot of defenders at him. They're going to try and trap him. They're going to try and put him in uncomfortable situations, and I can't have him throwing the ball out of bounds, pulling a J Rich. So I'm glad he has clarity. All right? This is a great story.
You sound like you're doing a lot of complaining.
Story. I'm not complaining.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm not complaining. It was
I like Jay Rich. I love Jay Rich, but.
It was a great moment for Tyler.
I like Tyler. Great moment, but.
Well, we got task at hand.
Task at hand is he's got four more days off.
That's fine.
Three more
we
days
We
got
to get things right because right now,
What can he do right now to make you feel better?
I don't know. Hard to say.
Then, if it's hard to say, then why are you mad? Why are you upset?
I'm not mad.
Why are you?
I'm not mad. If I'm coming off as mad, please don't think that I'm mad. I'm not mad. Why? Just because Draymond Green is on television right now guaranteeing championships and I kind of believe him?
Really?
What?
There's no way that team's.
Is there no way? Is there no way? Way? There's no way?
Way.
Really?
Really?
Steph Curry. You're going to doubt him?
Huh?
You're going to doubt Steph Curry?
I'm telling you, they don't have enough.
I don't know, dude.
To
they
get
might
past,
have enough.
To get
they
past
have enough.
Denver or even the Lakers.
The Lakers. With you, Alex Len at center?
Luka and LeBron versus Jimmy and Steph.
That's a pretty good matchup.
Right.
It's a pretty good matchup.
Right.
It's not like you say that and I'm like
who's gonna guard Luka and who's gonna guard LeBron?
I mean, Jimmy Butler probably would guard Luka. I don't know who's gonna guard LeBron. Probably Draymond. And Draymond's one of the best. Like, why are you looking at him? He's one of the best defenders in the league.
He used to be.
Leroy.
He used to be.
He's one of the best defenders in the league even still.
No, he's not.
And LeBron's 40, dude.
No, he's not.
Dude.
Wait. Who looks older? Who plays basketball older? Draymond or LeBron?
But he's Draymond. But his game is old, man. In the mud. That's what he is.
Yeah, a couple cheap fouls when no one's looking.
Right.
That's how you do it.
You can't just say he's a bum because he's triple single. You can't do that. That's not the rules.
Okay. Okay.
It feels like you are, though.
Okay. Yep. Can we get Tobin a Warriors jersey? He's certainly doing a lot of cheerleading.
I'm not cheerleading.
Yes, you are.
I'm not cheerleading. Why would I be cheerleading the Warriors? But I don't. Wait. I can't. You're going to doubt. Hold
so,
on.
So, wait. So Green is allowed to get old, but LeBron will always. Well, no. I'm just looking at the way LeBron has played in his last 4 years and the way Draymond Green has played.
One's a champion in his last 4 years. So.
So is LeBron.
Last 5 years.
You made sure you had the cutoff?
You made the years, not me.
You're the worst. You're
you
the
made
worst.
The years, not me. If you would have made it 5 years, you would have been there.
Anyway, that's your problem.
And only
you
one,
want me to tell you your problem is
and
sports?
Only one guy's been to multiple finals over that span.
You want me to tell you what your problem is?
What?
Your problem is that if you see a guy and you like a guy because he did X, whatever that is in any sport, you think he can still do that 5 years from now.
Okay.
And I would say, like, no, it starts deteriorating.
But what is it the big, like, I heard you talk about this yesterday, and I didn't really get your point on that, because I'm not talking about 2 years from now. I'm talking about a 30-game stretch, and this guy basically got to take half the season off. He's been playing playing like a demon. Why do you
make
think,
it sound like if I take a nap, I could go play football?
I'm trying to understand that. Why do you think that's going to go away?
When you get older, resting doesn't help.
But you believe in LeBron?
Because LeBron has shown he could do it.
So, but Jimmy hasn't? He hasn't?
He only played 60 games in the last 3 years.
I'm talking about playoff runs, dude.
You think you can, as you get older, you think you can just summon it when you want to? He's that good?
He has been that good in the playoffs.
Has.
He has been. Like, not that long ago. I don't understand why this is.
Because 32-33 is a lot different than 35-36.
But why do you believe in LeBron then?
Because he has done it.
Not to the level he has to get to the playoffs.
Here, the fall off that LeBron has had from the time he was here to now is a lot less than the drop off that Jimmy had when he was.
But it doesn't make any. But again, I'm not talking about drop off from time LeBron was in with the Heat to now. Like, I'm saying this year, you saying that you believe in LeBron being able to summit it game after game in the playoffs and not Jimmy Butler is weird to me.
He's done it.
It's a weird.
He's done it. All I've
you just said done it doesn't matter.
All I've seen.
What
is
has he done?
No, done it recently, right? Look at what it. Just look at the numbers this year.
His numbers this year are great.
Okay, so let me ask you this. If I'm looking at what they've done this year, who am I more inclined to believe can continue to do it?
Do you think that has anything to do with what the playoff run is going to be?
Okay. All right, you mysteriously think that, oh, it's the playoffs, I can just crank it up.
Yeah, he's playoff Jimmy.
Okay.
Like, it'd be weird throwing that evidence out. Like, it's strange to me.
That he can some, because at some point you can't.
But hold on. Okay, but why would that be now? Like, you know that, hold on, he wasn't hurt. He wasn't hurt. He tanked. It's not great behavior, but you're acting like he physically was incapable of playing basketball.
And you're making the assumption that the only reason why he couldn't hoop and help this team win is because he chose not to.
Yes.
Okay.
You don't think that was a bigger reason?
Okay. I think it was a little bit of both.
Okay, fine. But you're acting like
I know he was tanking.
But you're acting like he's got a bum leg right now.
No, I'm not saying that.
It's a weird thing.
Okay. Okay. Would you like to put a little something?
What are you putting on?
Ooh. Ooh.
What are we putting on?
Ooh. Who goes farther?
Okay, though, but can we do like individual performance? Because we're comparing like Jimmy Butler. Because what if like, you know, Jimmy does Jimmy stuff and Steph Curry carries.
If it gets to the playoffs, yeah. If somebody gets hurt, then I'm not doing it.
Okay. All right.
But if we get to the playoffs and that becomes a thing, I'll definitely get some action on it.
Okay.
Oh, all right. So we're waiting to playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Resume. You guys still owe the game like quite a bit, all three of you, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't owe the game.
One of you's got to do something about something. I've already forgotten. J-Fig's got to be in a cold tub or something.
Yep.
Why do you got to forget everybody besides me?
Tobin, what do you got to do again?
I don't remember.
Me either.
I'm not even going to do a dartboard of doom thing here. I'm just talking action.
You know what?
We'll figure it out.
I like that. I like that.
Yep.
You guys have had two.
Dream on. 40. Curry 40. Jimmy 40. Luka 25.
Yeah. And who's the least terrible of all of them? Fat boy.
Whoa.
Wait.
Jeez.
Luka's played more games than Jimmy.
Because Jimmy was holding out, dude. And he was suspended.
I'm talking about over the last 3 years.
Okay, but what about this year? His team just traded him because they didn't believe in him.
Okay. I mean, literally just happened here, dude.
Yep, Tobin was supposed to eat iguana.
No, he wasn't.
No. Float.
But we can do that. You want to put chicken of the trees on it?
No.
I think we should.
No.
I think we should.
I'm not doing that.
Take a break. Peter Pryor will join us tomorrow, by the way.
Oh.
Sorry. I know you were looking forward to accents, Marcos.
Big time, Des. It's okay. Friend of the show. That's okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're fine. He's just.
It's
like,
just a nonsense argument from him. He's believing in a 40 year old and not a 35 year old. It's silly.
The 40 year old's LeBron.
Okay. And acting like Jimmy Butler's a bum.
I didn't. See?
Like, it's crazy to me.
Just because I like one guy to be able to.
You know what? You know, like Jimmy.
It doesn't mean I don't like Jimmy.
Okay, but Jimmy outperformed LeBron in a finals that they were both in.
How many years ago was that?
It was five.
5 years ago?
That you just threw up there and you're like.
5 years ago?
Oh, okay. So let me get this straight. No. I'm not going to let you go to break. If you go to break, you're fired. Let me just get this straight.
Now he's firing.
The finals that you use is proof. Oh, no.
Strong arm, Marco.
You're fired if you go to break.
He's fired.
Let me just ask you something. You just said LeBron doing it 5 years ago is a thing, and now Jimmy doing it 5 years ago, doing better than LeBron statistically in that series, is not a thing.
Because LeBron has consistently played.
No, what he consistently had was Anthony Davis, and Jimmy had Kelly Olynyk.
Wait a minute.
He had Kelly Olynyk.
The dude averaged 25 all those years.
Huh?
Oh,
nice. Jimmy,
go look at the series and see who statistically was better.
Yes, 5 years ago. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Is it a thing or not a thing?
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Is it a thing or not a thing?
LeBron has averaged 25 points since that point. Jimmy's averaged 16. Who's in decline?
What about in the playoffs?
Who's in decline?
What about in the playoffs? Who has more 40-point games?
Oh, my goodness. Do you not understand your argument?
Now go to break or you're fired.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Audacy State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.